Well, this is a little thing we're going to do to tell you the history of Soul Zero. And this is The Stranger.
And this is Jack Black.
And what we're going to do is just talk a little bit about how Soul Zero started. Because I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who really want to know this stuff.
For all three.
For all three people in Candelabra who actually want to know
exactly
how Soul Zero started.
This is dedicated to the alienist.
This is dedicated to the alienist, that's true. Because he's the only one that's really going to listen to this.
Exactly.
This is not for dial-up people. I have to have a cable modem. Because this might be a little long. So,
I was born in 73.
It's not going to be our whole history.
All right.
So, what happened at the beginning of Soul Zero is that it was 1994, I guess. And I was in college, and Rob... and
I ruined it already.
Flack was in college also.
And Steven.
Stranger. Anyway, we were both in college, but different colleges. And I was writing poems and stories because I'd been reading a lot of horror books.
And I was living in a trailer.
And I was trying to get published. And I thought this was going so good.
Okay,
until
just
you.
Keep going.
Okay.
We'll cut that out.
Okay. So I was writing poems and stories trying to get published in horror magazines, but it wasn't working out so well for me. So then one day I went over to Flack's house.
Right, and that's when basically at that time in the modem scene there were a lot of art packs. Of course there were Ice and Acid and the big groups like that, but there were some smaller groups, particularly I remember Titan was one.
Shiver.
That were starting to release poems in with their art packs. Mm-hmm. So they as well as, so along with the graphics, they had poems. And I don't remember exactly, but somehow the conversation came up that we should start a group of just literature.
Right.
And The Stranger was really the only person I knew that, you know, had been writing at that time.
So anyway, I went over to his house, and he started telling me that people were starting to release poems in art packs, but we didn't want to do that because neither of us could do ANSI stuff,
right,
really.
Right.
And so he came up with the idea of us just doing a pack of poems. And so that's what happened. We
right.
decided to try that.
Now, the name Souls at Zero, I wish that we had some... a great story about how it had this big, huge, deep meaning to us. But really, at that time, I was a huge fan of the band Wrathchild America, which then was renamed Souls at Zero. We got the name from the band.
Because I think
Souls
you had
Zero,
a poster.
Right above my computer. And it had the logo. And on the logo, it basically said Saz. And
so we liked Saz because on PAX, you would use the initials of your group or three letters. And so Saz just made sense. It was something that people could say and recognize us as.
Right, because back in the world of eight-letter file names, you could have Saz, a hyphen, and then the date of the pack. So,
right.
So it worked out really well. So that's where we got the name. And then at that point, we basically sat out and had to decide how to put together our first pack.
So then I started writing some of my stuff that I had been writing on notebook paper, and I started putting them into computer files, and we decided we would try to put them in ANSI with some color just to make it look nice because that's what everybody else was doing.
Right. The idea for Souls at Zero was much better than the production of Souls at Zero, and that's not to make it sound bad, but, you know, we had all these big ideas of having a viewer, having... music, having art, all these things off the right at the beginning, and basically we didn't know how to do any of that. We were both writers. I knew some tricks and had some utilities and things like that, but basically we didn't have any. That's why at the beginning it was. We really wanted at the beginning. I think we talked more about having more of a multimedia type thing because we had we included the WAV files.
Well, we really didn't do that for a while. I would say we didn't get our viewer till our fourth or fifth.
Right, pilot. Right, right. Yeah. But we included graphics, like bad drawings of the
SAZ logo.
That's
true. We did do some GIFs, I think, at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some bad drawings of SAZ stuff like that.
Yeah.
But
really, it was all about the writing. That's what we wanted to do, was to make a lit group. And, of course, I was at a disadvantage because the stranger had years and years of writing in these notebooks that he was pulling from, and I didn't have anything.
So for a long time, I wouldn't even have to write anything because I had so much already written.
Right. And I would write
things
the day before.
Whereas you would wait the day before. Exactly.
Exactly. So,
but I think also, right there at the beginning, is one of the things that we're known for, is somehow you found the
procrastination.
Song. Procrastination. We've become... No, but I'm talking about necrophilia. I hear it gives you pleasure.
It does.
And if you don't know, say anything about Soul Zero or the beginning of it, then you don't know the song. But some people have asked me where we wrote it or how did we do it, but obviously you found it somewhere.
I found it, and...
And we still don't know who did it.
No, and I don't care.
I do. It's interesting. Right now, we should play you a little bit of it, but we don't have it, or...
We're going to try and get it.
We'll try to get it.
Put it on the website. We'll have some way of doing that. But basically, at the beginning, of course, we didn't have a viewer. We didn't have a lot of things. If you've seen the early packs, you know how...
Basically, you had to have your own viewer. I used a viewer from Shiver to look at a lot of our stuff because you had to have something that showed ANSI.
Right.
I don't think everything did.
Another problem that we ran into in the very beginning was... if you remember, for those of you that had the old packs, or maybe you have the old packs now, you had to have it was pretty complicated to get your computer set up to play them the way that we have. You had to have certain kind of memory set up, and you had to have this and that, and that's something, unfortunately, that's gone away with Windows, even 98 and Windows 2000, is the viewers that we had and that people wrote for us eventually don't work anymore.
Right.
But... but take our they were amazing. We take our word for it.
So at the beginning, for people who weren't there, to get our packs around, we had to call local BBSs because there was no internet at that time. And so that's how we started in the 405 area, as Rob likes to call it.
Now, was your BBS up when
my BBS was probably up right when it started, yes. Where Shadows Wait.
But the world headquarters at first was late night BBS.
I don't know about that.
Are you sure? Yeah.
We have to check the first pack.
We should
just read the history from packs.
So, well, basically, yeah, this is pre-internet, which some of you, I know you think, wow, there was life before the internet, but in fact there was, and we called on bulletin boards, and we really, it's amazing to us, it's like a miracle to us, even though we were in those experiences.
Inside jokes.
It's amazing to us. We really didn't think that. I don't want to speak for a stranger, but I didn't think that anybody outside of Oklahoma City and most of the people inside of Oklahoma City would ever see these packs. But maybe we can skip to after the first few packs and we started getting some feedback.
Okay. Well, first though, we eventually by pack 4 or 5 we did get a viewer. Our friend Mr. Spock wrote us a viewer. Who's now the husband of Black Sunshine. Isn't that a coincidence? And so we got a viewer, and so eventually, and also our packs, by the way, at the beginning, they were like 33K maybe. And that was
sure.
All the poems. And I just think about that because today, Black Sunshine sent me her poems, and they were 33K by themselves. And, anyway, you can take that.
it's just a different time now because... I mean, if you think that basically every SAS pack that we did would fit on a floppy.
Well, and I remember when we started getting the big viewer and it would be like 150K, we'd be like, oh, no, how are we going to send this to people?
Right.
Because we were all using 28.8 modems maybe.
And whenever we started moving the pack around, it started being people calling long distance.
So then I eventually started calling long distance boards, and that's how we set them up as distro sites, and more people started writing us. And so then we started getting letters from people like in New Jersey. Not letters like in the mail, but we used a message board system.
I'm sure they know.
Okay. Well, it wasn't email, but
we
you remember that.
We peddled the computers to get power.
Anyway.
It wasn't email, but it was BBS mail.
Right. And so eventually we were getting letters from New Jersey. We had friends there, and they were writing us about the packs and how much they liked it. And then we started getting letters from, I think, Canada, maybe Austria. But our good friends were from Portugal.
Which was amazing. I mean, and like I said, if you can imagine at this time, this is the formation of Souls at Zero was the stranger and myself sitting in a trailer who right. named this silly group after a poster hanging on the wall. We wanted to do some writing and release it. And now all of a sudden, within a few months, we have people from Portugal writing us.
So that they love it.
And so that part is one of my favorite parts of Soul Zero. It's just sure. amazing that it really is. I mean, even when you look on the internet today and you can do searches for Soul Zero or you can find different things, it's amazing that, I mean, it took on a life of its own after a while.
It is amazing that you can still look on websites and find Soul Zero because everybody has this on their little lit journal things or whatever those are called. But the link they all have doesn't work.
Right.
Because that was our other friend, who I can't think of his name.
Father? Father?
No, not father. It was some guy in Trenton, Rugrat or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, he had a Trenton.edu
right,
site.
Exactly.
Domerat.
Yeah. Was that his name?
Yeah.
Well, there's your phone. Do you want to pause?
Probably a
SAS fan calling in right now. We don't take live calls on this show. We wish we could.
Caller, you're on the air.
Anyway, so we had this friend, and he has a site. He put up a site at trend.education.
Right,
and, okay, so anyway, that site is no longer working. But actually, you can go find all of our packs at welcome.to.
It's welcome.to/SAS, which is yet another website that I threw up at one point in time just to put all the packs online. And,
And
unfortunately, we've lost the password to that website. We don't have any way of editing it or updating it anymore.
So they'll always be there.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny because we did that a couple of years ago,
mm-hmm.
and they're still there. So.
And one note is, because I was looking at it last night, you can't right-click on the link. You have to click on the link to save them. If you right-click, they won't work, because I did it last night. So we started getting letters from Portugal and all around the world, and my phone bills were getting big because I was calling up all these places and sending them the packs.
Right. I was not.
You were not. and then I guess, you know, I don't know, we go 1 year anniversary.
But we also had people calling long distance, calling our, because we both ran bulletin boards at that time. I ran
right.
a gas chamber, and you ran Where Shadows Wait.
Sure.
And we had people calling us long distance as well, getting the packs
just
from
to
us.
Get the pack.
Right.
And we should mention Father.
Father was really, I mean, our first groupie.
Exactly.
We have groupies,
mm-hmm.
Which is stupid.
Which is really why I got into it.
Right, because...
For the groupies, but unfortunately we got Father.
Unfortunately, there was not a lot of sex in the
bulletin
board.
Unfortunately, he was a young
world.
Guy from Virginia, or
right.
wherever he was from, Carolinas, I think.
Yeah, he was from South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Because he sent me the Hall of Christ cassette tape. I just remember that there was
right.
a song.
But anyway, so Father was this guy who really liked our group.
Right, and we were just amazed at that point that, I mean, he started calling us and he was going to be a courier.
He was going to start calling long-distance boards for us and get the packs around. And also, my favorite thing about Father was that he was like the only guy who actually read the death certificate, which was this little thing that I did with reviews. And I would review books and so forth. And then Father would write me back because he would go and get the books that I reviewed. And he would, like, tell me how he thought about the books and stuff. So I love that actually somebody was listening and doing what you were supposed to do, kind of.
Right. So we basically, up to this point, we've covered the beginning of Souls at Zero.
How popular we got.
Right.
I think now we start...
You know what? But, well, before we go to that, one story I want to talk about is...
go ahead.
At some point, we decided that we needed some pictures, and I had a digital camera at that point, and, you know, people were doing pictures, and so we decided everybody needed a picture at Soul Zero, and so we just had, limited resources, really. We didn't have that kind of
stuff. And I think the other problem with our pictures is that if you know the stranger and Jack Black, we don't fit the persona where we try to play. You know what I mean?
Right. Well,
we're not two gothic kids.
Right. I work in a government building, and you work in an educational system. So
right. And
basically,
so
we don't. You know, we're not goth people.
We're short and t-shirt guys.
Exactly.
Which
we're
what we
both
have on
wearing.
Now. Yeah.
Right.
And so that's my favorite part of the pictures, is that to do our pictures, we had to find a big black coat
right.
for me,
right.
to make me look scary or goth.
Right. So. We didn't have an idea for my picture, but the stranger immediately said, we should go to the local cemetery and take his picture. And it was really a very fun adventure. I still remember it because
we were being chased by a guy in a truck.
Right.
The guy who wanted us to leave.
Cemetery. Right. It was just two kids driving around with our camera, and we were like, okay, get ready. We're going to run out of this grave and take a picture.
We're going to run towards the biggest plot stone, stand beside it, take a couple pictures.
Right.
So that's what we did. We found one that would kind of hide my face.
And actually, I didn't have a digital camera at that point. I had the Snappy, which took in still pictures from my camcorder. So it's two kids running around the cemetery with a camcorder.
Right.
So, and then the cemetery guy in the truck driving around trying to figure out what we were doing. Right.
Because obviously I was dressed in t-shirt, shorts, and a black overcoat.
Right.
So that would look strange.
Ridiculous.
And also, it was funny because we had to come back and edit
the
pictures.
It's the middle of summer, you're wearing a black shirt.
It's the middle of summer, and I'm in a black shirt. But then we had to come back to your house and edit out because in a lot of shots you could see my tennis shoes.
That's right.
Which did not go with the black overcoat. So I had to, like, kneel down at one point or something.
Yeah, I remember that.
Good stuff.
Then we had the picture of me coming out of the mirror.
And then your picture was you somehow coming out of
that pack.
We should find it, but I think that's funny because that's not really horror-ish, I don't think. But I guess you liked the idea.
Well, it was the whole thing, like, you know, getting, like, trapped in the mirror, like that type of thing. Mm-hmm. It was scary to me.
Yeah.
Working on it. Okay, so at this time, there were several other groups in the Oklahoma City area, and one was a group of girls, and that were called TDKB, but they eventually, some of those people contacted us. And this was really the first time where Souls at Zero we saw would become more than just the stranger and myself. I mean, we had, you know, maybe someone would give us a guest poem here or there, or somebody would send us one thing, but it had always just kind of been our group. And so.
Not by choice. We were looking for anybody who would join us. There just wasn't a lot of people
filling
out the application.
Anybody listening to this could have been in Souls at Zero had you emailed us. I mean, really, this is, you know, our thing, our...
we might have paid you.
Our standards were, you had to send us, we had, five things a month or three things a month, something like that.
And we would have just, anybody who sent us one thing ever.
Right, right. And then if you didn't send something the next month, that's okay.
That's all right. If you missed this year,
right, we
that was okay with us. You're still a member to help fill up our list.
Right, so...
we would do a lot of things to fill up that list.
So you could talk about people that started writing us.
So then eventually we got other people. That's my drink. Don't drink my drink. Gross pig. Sorry.
I'm leaving that in. Call you a gross pig. Fucker.
Then other people started writing us saying that they wanted to be in the group. And the two girls that you had mentioned would be Black Sunshine and Deranged, who we knew from the local area. And so they started writing us poems, and then we got Wish, who I think was from California.
No.
No?
Not from California. I don't remember where she was from.
She was from somewhere far
away. Somewhere else, yeah.
Yeah, so that was exciting.
We had some people send us, like, some shorts. Remember the guy with the skull-fucking story? You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
I can't remember. You know, the thing is that there's so many people, and there was a lady. There was, like, a middle-aged woman.
There was a
woman.
Lady with a name, like Phyllis something.
Right,
something.
It's like her real name.
Right.
So we just have these people sending us stuff. Most of them, at the beginning, weren't looking to join. It was just like we were a magazine. Maybe they'd send us a submission or something.
Right.
So
and that became the problem because we would expect stuff all the time from them. And they were like, no, I did those three.
That skull fucking story. I don't know if you remember that.
It was good. No. Maybe I'll read it later on an MP3. But I was looking at the pack yesterday, and there were people like Liquid Gray, Evil Dream. And these are all people that I don't know who they are.
Right. I don't even remember them doing it.
Right.
But
and then I also saw you say there was the Alienist, who was some guy at the time. he's the only guy listening to this
right now.
Right. But then other people like Mr. E was in the group for a very short time.
Yeah.
And Mr. E is basically the guy who kept the lit world together when we left for a while.
And
he was such a big guy in the lit world.
Who was the...
Luke Skywalker from Codeine was a big guy in our group.
Remember the Chronic BBS?
No.
Chronic Zone?
No. Sounds familiar.
They were the one that got busted. Remember, because they had the free 1-800 numbers.
All right. Yes, I remember that.
In our packs.
We'll send it to anybody who would take it.
Exactly. The Chronic Zone. The shout out to the
shout out. This is always in jail. So anyway,
but the point is that I mean, even
we were
now
suddenly getting writers.
Yeah, people were becoming. I mean, first it was. I mean, our first surprise is that there were readers.
Right.
And then the second surprise were that there were people that wanted to become part of this with us.
It was amazing every week or so when my board would get messages, and they'd say, hey, I run a board in New Jersey. I want to be a distro site for Sold Zero. Because at first, I think I had to call them and say, hey, can I send you the pack,
right,
and would you do something with
right.
it? But now they were coming to us saying, we want to do something with it. And then, as we skip forward, before we get to the ending part, we'll get to another high part.
Okay.
Was that then we started becoming friends with all the other lit groups. Because after we form, and not because of us, but, I mean, there were other groups that we found, like Revolt.
Right.
Which was Mr. E's, or Argon's group. Mm-hmm. But Mr. E was in that group, I believe. And then you had Codeine with Luke Skywalker, like I said. And then eventually, the Candelabra guys come around.
Right. But, I mean, that's skipping way forward. But
you think?
Yeah. But I mean, the idea is that, yeah, I mean, we're not trying to say that we formed Souls at Zero and therefore all these people were inspired by us. But
it's true, but we're not going to say it.
But the thing is that what we did is we did take that step of becoming a lit group, writing fiction, and having the horror theme, you know, and I think that a lot of people did see that, and then that idea just kind of where now it seems. I mean, it's like, oh, well, you know, it seems so obvious, but then it wasn't, you know.
And also at that point, when other lit groups start, like Revolt and whoever, they didn't have a theme, whereas we were all horror. Really only Candelabra would be the next one that stuck to
right.
a dark kind of thing.
Right.
And then, of course, we got to a point later on where I decided to get rid of that horror-ish thing because I just wanted anyone to write.
Right, yeah, we just couldn't get writers.
And I had certain people in our group who were saying to me, you know, I don't have anything that's dark, but I could write something else. And so I would just started letting it happen because
right.
we needed anything.
So was that your high – what was your high point?
The high point was that we were becoming friends with other people.
I see.
The Candelabra forms, and then they start telling us things about us.
Right.
And that was a big deal for us that we
right.
should talk about because they're the only ones listening.
Okay.